So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 12, text 31. Since there's no purport, we'll also do 32 as well today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa Rajaputra Vavridhe Ashu Shukle Eva Udupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtabhi Eva Sa Avaham Sarajaputta Vavridhe Ashu Shukla Eva Udupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtabhirivastovaham Sonvaham Sarajaputravavridhe Ashushukla Ivo Dupa Apuryamana Prithibi Kashtabir Iva Sonvaham. Ashushukla Ivo Dupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtabhirivastonvaham Sarajaputra Vavridhe Ashushukla Ivo Dupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashabi Rivasanvaham Rajaputta Vavidhe Ladies. Sonvaham Sarajaputta Vavridhe Akshushukla Ivodupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtavir Ivasonvaham Sarajaputta Vavridhe Ashishruka Ivo Dupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtavir Rivisonvaham Sarajaputta Vavridhe Ashishukla Ivo Dupa Apuryamana Pitribhi Kashtabhirivasanvaham So that Rajaputra, the royal prince, Vavridhe, grew up, Ashu, very soon, Shukle, waxing moon, Eva, like, Udupa, the moon, Upuryamana, luxuriantly, Pitribi, by the parental guardians, Kshtabi, plenary development, Eva, like, Sa, he, Anvaham, day after day. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. As the moon in its waxing fortnight develops day after day, so the royal prince Parikshit very soon developed luxuriantly under the care and full facilities of his guardian grandfathers. Text 32. Yakshamanos Favedhena Gyatidroha Jahasaya Rajalabda Danodhajyao Nanyata Karadhandayo. Just at this time, King Yudhisthira was considering performing a horse sacrifice to get freed from sins incurred from fighting with kinsmen. But he became anxious to get some wealth, for there were no surplus funds outside of fines and tax collection. Purport. As the Brahmins and Vipras had a right to be subsidized by the state executive head had the right to collect taxes and fines from the citizens. After the Battle of Kurukshetra, the state treasury was exhausted, and therefore there was no surplus fund except the fund from tax collection and fines. Such funds were sufficient only for the state budget, and having no excess fund, the king was anxious to get more wealth in some other way to perform the horse sacrifice. Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to perform this sacrifice under the instruction of Bhishma Dev. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacce Deshatarine Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pangam Lam Yagate Kirim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinataranam. So who am I to speak in such a great assembly of Vaishnavas? I'm just a little pipsqueak. But I'm just begging Prabhupada's mercy. I can speak something that will be a benefit to the assembled Vaishnavas. We're reading here, first of all, Parikshit is developing like a moon. This reminds me of a wonderful instruction that Prabhupada one time gave us. He says the moon can light up the whole sky. What the stars will do, one moon will illuminate the whole sky. But he said those devotees who have joined this movement, each one of them should become a moon who can enlighten the whole world. So we have our assignment from Prabhupada. We ought to become like moons who can enlighten the whole world. We have to become pure devotees. We have to beg Srila Prabhupada, beg our spiritual masters, beg the Vaishnavas that somehow we can get out of our anarta-like condition and actually become the moons that Prabhupada wants us to be who can enlighten the whole world. This next text, we're seeing how the king, Yudhishthira, wanted to do this ashwamedha yagya, the horse sacrifice. Of course, the horses weren't killed. The horse would get rejuvenated. It wasn't horse killing. It was horse rejuvenation. That was the proof of the effectiveness of the mantras. The horse would get a new body if the mantras were chanted correctly. So the big thing, can you imagine? Even such a wealthy king as Yudhishthira, he's having some difficulty with sufficient funds to conduct the yagya. So it's a big yagya it must have been, you see. So this reminds us of yagya that we're conducting, the Sankirtan yagya, very, very big yagya. Actually, this yagya is actually bigger than the Ashwamedha yagya. Prabhupada explains the actual result of this yagya. He said that by this Sankirtan movement, gradually this whole world will become, even he said it will spread all over the universe, if you can imagine how fortunate we are to have this position in the early days of the Sankirtan movement of going worldwide. Of course, it didn't go worldwide previously. One time Prabhupada was asked why Lord Chaitanya didn't preach all over the world. Prabhupada said that was Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, that he could do that, that Prabhupada could be the one. So Prabhupada was a very, very special devotee who was given the privilege of being the one who could take it worldwide, you see. There's so many great Vaishnava acharyas, but Prabhupada was chosen to be that person who would go down in history for taking this movement and globalizing it, you see. So we are very, very fortunate recipients of that mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Now we have to become the moons he wants us to be, so we can do our fair share in actually taking this thing, totally globalizing it in every town and village, and eventually the whole universe, every planet in this whole universe, it will inundate everywhere. So what a great privilege we have, and we have to somehow rise ourselves to the occasion, becoming actually qualified preachers of this Krishna consciousness movement, being totally absorbed in how we can always think, speak, and act in every situation in a way that will benefit all living entities. The example we have is Prabhupada, you see. We can just study Prabhupada's character, his personality, his style, his teachings, everything about him. We can study Prabhupada in great detail and get inspiration and understanding of what we should be like for inundating the world with Krishna consciousness. This reminds me of one wonderful pastime I had with Prabhupada right outside the door here many years ago, back in 71. Prabhupada's magnanimity. He probably would go on the morning walk on the beach or Cheviot Hills Park, and then they drive him back in the car, and they drop him off here on the sidewalk of the street. And he would walk, he would come down this way and go back to his quarters. There was a wonderful system in those days. Some of you may have been here, remember that. It'd be a whole queue of devotees. We'd all have a flower in our hand. And Prabhupada would have a basket they give him a basket of flowers, and he would come down the row. You'd have your own one-on-one moment with Prabhupada. You give him a flower, and he gives you a flower. It's so ecstatic. Just imagine for that 2 or 3 seconds, it's you and Prabhupada having that loving exchange. It was really, really powerful. So I'd come from Texas with Vishnu John Swami, and he was at the front of the queue. He got more than a flower. He got a hug. Wow, that was great. I was one of his men. I felt like I was getting a hug too, because he got a hug. So I was about the second or third in the queue, and I handed Prabhupada my flower, and I got my flower. Oh, wow. I got this flower here from Prabhupada, and I'm just relishing it. So anyway, it was to be there seeing Prabhupada is not an ordinary thing like seeing an ordinary person. I call it described in this way, drinking Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes. That's what it was like. And so anyway, Prabhupada's coming down the queue, and I just wanted to get another darshan. So I stationed my steps right here in the steps outside the door on the left here. Like the second or third step, I just stationed myself so I could see Prabhupada as he came by to his quarters. So I was no longer in the flower queue. I was standing away from the flower queue. And Prabhupada looked up at me. It was all body language and facial expression. Like, did you get a flower yet? He was so concerned. I was not some leading devotee, just some crazy bhakta from Texas, eccentric nut bhakta from Texas. But he looked up at me and wanted to make sure I got my flower. And I held up my flower and shook my head and showed him I got the flower. Of course, I could have lied and said, no, I didn't get one. I would never lie to Prabhupada. Get two flowers. I would have never dreamed of doing such a thing. You have to be completely honest with your Guru Maharaj, totally honest. So I showed him my flower, and I must have been smiling a million mile smile wide, wide smile. Prabhupada just singled me out and wanted to make sure I got that flower. So this is, of course, now what do you do with the flower? You're a brahmachari. Now, how so do you put it in a glass jar, or you don't put it in your mantle or something? What's a brahmachari going to do with a flower? You know, how are you going to keep it? I just ate it. Merged it in my body, you know, purify my body for that flower from Prabhupada's hand, you see. This is an example of a kind of personality that can really attract people, you see, who can really powerfully expand this movement. That kind of loving compassion. You see, we have to learn from that how to be so personal and so loving with everyone, even some eccentric nut new bhakta. You see, so this is a very good lesson for us how we can actually be successful in developing a powerful, ever expanding movement. The purity is a very important thing. I just read a quote from Prabhupada. He's saying even one devotee can completely ruin the whole movement. It just takes one. That's what Prabhupada says. It's that heavy that we all, Prabhupada said, well, the GBC has to make sure that everybody is chanting their 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles. So this individual purity is very, very important for the success of our movement. That is not destroyed on the one hand, and on the other hand, that it can actually fulfill the prediction of Srila Prabhupada to inundate the entire universe. One of the most amazing quotes I've come across lately in Prabhupada's wonderful teachings, he told us, he said, you American boys and European boys, he said, someday you will be the leaders of the world. Wow. He didn't say this. We were in our 20s, now we're in our 70s now, most of us from those days. So when's it going to happen? I'm just wondering. Prabhupada's words have to come true. So what's going to happen in our 70s now? Those of us who were, Prabhupada said we've become the leaders of the world. What's going to happen now? So we've got to be ready. We have to really chant good rounds, really have wonderful loving relationships with each other. I mean, Prabhupada started, that's when he got going in his 70s. That's when he really took off as a preacher. So it's not like 70, well, it's time to hang it up and just get ready for death. That's when Prabhupada really got started. Really got started. So now we got our second wind. Let's get going, you know. Prabhupada said we're going to be the leaders of the world, so how can we pull it off? How can we pull off actually becoming the world leaders? Of course, Prabhupada did give one indication. He said, you know, by this massive book distribution, he said that then he was saying how a Vaishnava could run for office and devotee by massive, even though not people are not devotees, they appreciate our philosophy and they'll vote for a devotee. You see, so that's one way, by the elections process. If people actually and may not even join. Prabhupada said even if 1% becomes Krishna conscious, he said even if less than 1% becomes Krishna conscious, the whole world will become peaceful. So that is a great encouragement for our book distribution, our Harinam, all of our preaching programs. Even if they're just touched by this movement without even joining it, that can actually bring about the desired peace in this world. So we have to really, really be now ideal Vaishnavas, you see. Really, really be ideal Vaishnavas. Vatsya vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam mudaropasta vegam mitan vaitanyo vishahita zirva sarvam apimam pritivim shishishya. Prabhupada explains that a person who actually brings these six pushings under control, he can make the whole world his disciples. That's how powerful it is to become controllers of our senses. So we really, really have to, you know, get very, very heavy with ourselves to bring these senses under control, you see. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchala mastaram tatas tato nayam yatad atmanya vivishamya yat. In this way, if we can really bring these senses under control and really, really master this business of Goswami duty that Prabhupada has given every one of us, you see, it's not just for the sannyasis. Brahmacharis, we need Brahmachari Goswamis, Grihastha Goswamis, Vanaprastha Goswamis, and Sannyas Goswamis. We're all supposed to be Goswamis here, not just the Hasanyasis. That's it. All Goswamis. Just like, who was it that revolutionized the UK? Was it Sannyasis? No. Grihasthas revolutionized the UK. So we have a great duty. It doesn't matter what your ashram is, whether you're a man's woman, man's body, a woman's body. We have the greatest benediction from Srila Prabhupada to have this order that now we must make the whole world Krishna conscious. And this means we have to really, really intensify our own internal purity. Of course, the most important thing Prabhupada said is to save the world, but even more important is to save ourselves. So whatever extent we're able to actually save ourselves, to that extent we'll be empowered to save the world. And the more we actually endeavor to save the world, that will more and more save us. They actually feed into each other. These two agendas that we sing every morning in the Nishinga prayers, Bahir Nishinga, Hirade Nishinga, Nishinga within, Nishinga without, they feed into each other. The more we purify ourselves, the more we'll be empowered for saving the world, and the more we endeavor for saving the world, the more we become purified. So we can't lose. We work on both things, internal purification and spreading this movement. Both things go hand in hand. So we have a few minutes left. If there's any questions, I can try to answer them, challenges, whatever. Yes? Bhakti Vasala, need my hearing aid again.
Hare Krishna. Are there some descriptions by Srila Prabhupada how Krishna consciousness will go to other planets?
You're asking? What did he say? How we're going to do it? He's mentioned the CT is going to happen. He doesn't tell us how. I mean, as an interesting, Bob, we could take birth on other planets. Some of our big Maharadis, they could take birth on other planets. Actually, I've talked to some devotees who don't want to go back to Godhead until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. They want to take birth after birth. So, you know, some of us could actually take birth on different planets. We could go to different planets and make revolutions there too. Sankirtan Yaga Kijay. Huh? Go on the other side. Anything else? We got three more. Okay, great.
No, we don't have too much time. So.
I just wanted to see what is the difference between the taxation system that has been mentioned in the purport, which was implemented by the Rajarishis, compared to the current taxation system.
He's asking, well, how would you compare the taxation system that's mentioned in the purport versus the modern taxation system?
Modern day taxation system? This is Rakshasa taxation nowadays.
So I just want to know.
The maniac, this is divine. The Yudhisthira's taxation is divine. Our modern day society is demoniac taxation. That's the difference, divine and demoniac. Simple. Next.
So, this moment will be spread 10,000 years in this planet. After that, Kali Yuga will take over. What about, what is the time, is it some statement, what is the time scale for all universe? Is it also in 10,000 years? Will spread in all, you know, Krishna consciousness will be spread all over the universe.
Yeah.
So what is the time scale? Is it also in 10,000 years, or it will happen?
Yeah.
For
well, the Brahmavivarta Purana just talks about that. It mentions, let's see, where is that quote? In the Brahmavivarta Purana, yeah, Kaler Dasa Sahasrani Madbhakta Shamti Bhutale Ekavarna Bhavishyamti Madbhakteshu Gateshu Cha. For 10,000 years of Kali, such devotees of mine will fill the entire planet. So that's interesting. That mentions planet, but Prabhupada says the whole universe. So that's interesting. What would be the time? I don't know an answer from Prabhupada about the whole universe. This talks about the planet. It's interesting. Interesting question. I don't have the answer. But I do know that we'll inundate this entire planet. This whole planet will become Krishna conscious. There's the 10,000 year period, of course, began with the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're only 500 years into it. It's the very early, early beginnings of the Chaitanya era. But it will actually completely inundate this planet. This whole planet will become Krishna conscious. Whether the whole universe follows suit or that will come in a later time, it's an interesting question. It would be nice to find out, wouldn't it? Nice to find out. But it's going to happen. Baba's words will come true. Next. Savas Prabhu.
I read where Srila Prabhupada said that until one touches the lotus feet of a Mahatma, a great devotee, then only does the surrendering process of Krishna consciousness begin.
That's when it only begins?
Yeah, only then does it begin once you touch the feet of a great Mahatma.
Yeah, that's right. We're totally dependent on the mercy. I mean, we're basket cases. Let's face the facts. We're a bunch of basket cases. It's by Prabhupada's mercy and those who are purely representing Prabhupada, that mercy would actually have any hope of being able to develop a taste for the holy name.
Yeah. Prabhupada said that one has to touch the feet of such a devotee.
Yeah.
And touching the feet of that particular devotee means that one gives up his false prestige and unnecessary puffed up position, material position.
He does.
See, that once he does that, he gives up
Yeah, we have to realize we're nothing. We're just totally dependent on the Guru and Vaishnava's mercy. It's a totally dependent.
Means one of us here in this room at least going to have to come to that position.
Yeah, we have to all.
He says at least one person in this room has to come to that position to help us all out.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have to pray that each one of us should be begging, begging our Guru Maharaj, begging Srila Prabhupada, begging the Acharyas, please bless me, I can come to that position of Shuddha Bhakti. Because even if, as we discussed yesterday, if even one person, Prabhupada said, if even one person can become pure chant of the holy name, by the influence of that one devotee, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So we're just hoping that some of us, at least one of us, will get out of Maya and become actually, as Prabhupada said, a Jagad Guru, a spiritual master of the whole universe. It would be great if even one of us could pull it off. We should all be begging for it. Please bless me with pure bhakti. Please bless me with pure bhakti. As I said, we have that special prayer for doing that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When will that day be mine? It's a nice hankering from Bhaktivinoda. When my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? Aparado Gucci, Shudaname Ruchi, Kripa Bole Habe Hrido Ye Sanchar, Kambe Habe Bolo Se Dinamar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? That should be our hankering. When am I going to get out of Maya? When am I going to become serious about flooding this planet with Prabhupada's books? When am I going to be serious about developing pure love? You see, we should be very just always hankering, hankering, hankering. Is that fair? Yes.
Thank you for those encouragement words that you just mentioned that Prabhupada said, one moon
can light
one devotee,
sun.
Exactly. So sometimes you hear devotees, sometimes they say, well, so many books have been distributed, but we don't see many people coming and joining. Some statements are like that. So that will be like lacking of faith in the words of the spiritual master.
He is saying that, some devotees say we distribute so many books, but not so many people come to the temple or become devotees. He's right in the middle of the question. He's not finished yet.
Yeah.
So statements like that will be just a short vision. The person has a short vision of the future or lacking of faith on the words of the spiritual master.
So he's saying, does that mean that person has a short-sighted vision, lack of faith in the words of the spiritual master?
Yeah, if one is thinking we're distributing so many books but there's no result, it means he's definitely lacking vision. And these books are time bombs. And they're going out all over the world, and they're having their impact. Every book, Prabhupada's potency is there in every single book, and those books are acting. We may not see how they're acting, but they are acting. Every book is acting. That's a fact. Every book, wherever they are, they're all acting to purify this whole universe. That's absolutely a fact. Absolutely a fact. Next. Anyone else? So anyway, this is the last leg of our Around the World Tour. We hit it out from Austin to London to Mauritius to South Africa to Australia to Argentina to Chile, Canada. And this is the last leg. Now we're heading back to our home base in Austin, remembering how fortunate we were to get the association of all the sadhus here in New Dwarka. I just thank you all for being here. It's so wonderful to come here. I still feel in many ways like this is the world headquarters, because that's what it used to be. Before Mayapur took off. But this was it. This was the whole center of this kind. And to come here it's a very, very powerful feeling to be here, knowing the great importance and significance Prabhupada gave to this temple. So I don't really feel qualified to even be here sitting in this room, all my contaminations. But I just thank you all for being here, and I thank you all for blessing me with your association. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, some of us could do that too. Some of us could be empowered like Narada Muni. You go to your different universes. That's possible as well. Yeah. Well, I tried to outdo this yesterday's class, but it was not easy.
No, it was great. That was brilliant.
You can pour it back in the bottle or whatever. Hare Krishna. Who is who? Bhakti Siddhanta? Yeah. He said he's going to go there? Wow, that's something else. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. He's going to go there for preaching. Wow.